Hi, I'm Randy Fay.
And I'm Nancy Lewis.
And we're trying to get together another Hobo Biker podcast for you. We want to let you know what in the world we're doing in Guatemala.
What are we doing in Guatemala?
What are you doing in Guatemala, Nancy?
That's a good question.
Well, we're here. We had planned for a long time to try to spend some of our time on our trip in service and trying to volunteer somewhere, trying to help out in some way. And we got our chance. We're working for an organization called Friendship Bridge. You can look at them at friendshipbridge.org. And there's we wrote a bunch of stuff on hobobiker.com about it. And we're officially Kiva Fellows for kiva.org. And we'll kind of tell you what those are. Tell them what those are.
Well, Kiva.org is making it possible for individual people in the developed world to make microloans directly to those people in the developing world, the people that want to start a small business and in order to have some income, in order to buy a little bit of extra materials to sell or to make something. And so we're going around and visiting various parts of Guatemala and meeting with groups of women that are part of with Friendship Bridge.
So Friendship Bridge is an established, I guess they call them a microcredit institution. They're one of these people who makes these loans, like $100 to $500. $500 is pretty close to the top. They make these loans to women. This is a kind of a worldwide movement. The movement of loaning people a little bit of money without collateral so that they can start a little bit of business and try to become self-sufficient. And it is a pretty impressive model. Anyway, Friendship Bridge does this. They're in the business. It's their thing. And Kiva, who sent us down here, Kiva is providing funds essentially to fund the Friendship Bridge loans. Yeah, go to the Kiva website. It's addictive. You'll like it. It's just way cool. If you ever got addicted to eBay, you get addicted in a good way to Kiva.
Now, one of the things that Randy had mentioned is that the loans are just to women. And people ask us, isn't that discrimination? Why just women?
Okay. It is discrimination.
Well, they have found out that the people that are in low poverty or extreme poverty, that if they help out the women in businesses, take out loans, then what happens is the whole family benefits. That the women spend the extra capital, a little extra money, on things for health, for school, and the family prospers. So, unfortunately, men, on this program right here, you can't take out a direct loan, but we are finding that the men also benefit when the women are able to take out loans.
It's actually a worldwide phenomenon. The last year, the 2006 Nobel Peace Prize winner, Muhammad Yunus, basically started this movement in Bangladesh, and almost all of their loans were to women, and I believe still remain to women. And so it's a worldwide phenomenon, and we won't judge it right now, but maybe women know better what to do with the money.
One of the powerful parts of this organization is that the women actually form groups, and the group guarantees the individual loans. So what happens is that the whole group makes payments. The loan is for 6 months, 9 months, 12 months. And if they do not all make the payments, then the group can't get another loan until all of the members have paid off. So you have support or pressure and guarantee that the loans are going to be paid off. I think one of the percentages of poor people paying off loans in this particular model is up to 96%.
It's 98%. It's really high. It's much higher than credit card repayments in the U.S., for example.
And the other thing, you know, we wanted to tell you about what our job is. And this is what the exciting part is, that we get to ride our bikes around Guatemala and go to centers such as Pana and place called Shella, and we go to these centers, and from there we take buses or ride our bikes to the small villages and meet with the women and the groups and talk and find out about their business. We take pictures, we write their stories, and then we post them on Kiva.org.
A large number of the people that we meet don't actually speak Spanish as a very good second language. Some of them don't speak Spanish at all, because the Mayas, the Mayan people of Guatemala, have 22 different Mayan languages, completely different languages. When we were in Chiapas, Mexico, that's also just kind of an artificial separation. That's part of the same exact region. And there the people speak a number of Mayan languages as well.
Mayan culture includes traditional clothing, especially the women's. The women weave their own huipilis, and they're absolutely beautiful. That they weave each fabric into a pattern. Okay, and these are their tops, and then they embroider flowers and different designs. And you can identify the women by their clothes and as far as what village that they live in. They have also skirts that are woven and also belts and also hair pieces that they wrap around the hair and they wear on. And so you see these women and they're absolutely, they look like a piece of art. To be able to take a picture, okay, of these women is such an honor. It's like when you, a photographer's dream come true is to be able to have people that are so beautiful pose for you. And here we are, you know, we're writing their stories, we're there for a reason. And some are very, very shy and they laugh. Some of them just laugh when their pictures are taken and we show them. And they're just giddy because this is a technology that's new to them. Most of them don't have a picture of themselves, so being able to look at inside a camera is pretty amazing.
We go, like Nancy said, out to the village. A lot of times we get there on the bus because if we're going with one of the organizers, one of the loan officers for the group, then that's the way they're going to get there, and we probably need to get with them. And we don't know our way on the bike, so usually we get there the first time on the bus. We go out there, meet maybe with a group, maybe sit through a group meeting before we start, and then we get to meet the women and try to understand what their business is and take their picture. And then we post it at the end of the week. We post it on the Kiva website. If you look at hobobiker.com, you'll see how to find out whether any of the ones that we've posted are available for you to invest in. Normally, there aren't enough for you to invest in because they go really fast. I think because Nancy's pictures are so beautiful that people just snatch them up. We want to tell you about some of the women that we've met because we're enormously impressed with them. You know, we were talking about this right before the podcast. We'll tell you about how poor some of these women are. Resource poor, I guess we should say. Poor is not necessarily the right word. Many of these women face some enormous challenges, and we've heard some very sad stories. But there's a dignity in these women, and there is a spirit.